It's Pope Benedict XVI's first full day in Brazil, and his busy agenda concludes during the evening with a meeting with young people in São Paulo's municipal stadium. The Pope arrived in the city of São Paulo on Wednesday evening and is scheduled to fly back to the Vatican on Monday, May the 14th. This is Pope Benedict's sixth apostolic voyage abroad, and many are the highlights to be expected. Apart from visiting São Paulo, one of the most populous metropolitan areas in the world, the Pope's agenda includes a meeting with young people, the canonization of the first Brazilian-born saint, a visit to the Fazenda de Esperança drug rehabilitation community in the city of Aparecida, a meeting with the Brazilian bishops, and finally, the opening of the Fifth General Conference of Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean. But of course, this visit will shine the spotlight on different aspects of life in Brazil, a nation that is home to nearly half the world's 1.1 billion Catholics, a nation that welcomed his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, four times during his pontificate. But right now, as I mentioned at the beginning, preparations are intense at São Paulo's municipal stadium, where hundreds of thousands of young people are expected to converge to celebrate their Pope, Benedict XVI. The celebration, which will take the form of a liturgy of the word, focuses on how young people are disciples and missionaries of Jesus Christ. Present together with the young people will be the Archbishop of São Paulo and the bishop responsible in charity for the young people. And of course, Vatican Radio's Emma McCarthy, who's in Brazil travelling with the Pope, will also be there. I asked her if expectations are high.
Expectations are very high, Linda, here in São Paulo today. The Pope himself said yesterday on his arrival that this meeting with the youth of Brazil is one of the priorities of his pastoral journey. Now, the meeting will take place in a stadium which is known as the Pacaembu Stadium. It's a football stadium, the city's football stadium. We all know that in Brazil, football is almost like another religion for their hundreds of thousands of youth. This is another important factor, Linda, the fact that in Brazil, most of the population, a whopping 84% of the population, is actually under 35. This, of course, is one of the fundamental reasons why the Pope has emphasized very much this meeting with the youth this evening. The gates have already opened. Youth are pouring into the stadium. There's expected that 30,000 will be inside the stadium itself, with over 40,000 outside in the surrounding areas. This just gives you an example of, you know, how much the youth of Brazil, and indeed of other countries from Latin America who have made their way to São Paulo for this appointment, they really care about meeting Pope Benedict.
Emma, do you have any idea as to how the choreography will evolve? What will be going on?
Yes, well, it's said that this will be a two-hour event. Basically, it's going to be a celebration of the Liturgy of the Word, which very much concentrates on young people. It will be opened by the Archbishop of São Paulo, who was recently elected at the bishops' meeting here this week in Brazil, who's Odilo Scherer. He will welcome the Pope. Immediately afterwards, five young people who have been chosen from the various regions of this vast nation, from the Amazon, from the south, from the bread plains in the south, they will come up and meet the Pope, and they will speak directly to the Pope, and they're going to represent really the main concerns of the Brazilian youth. They will speak to the Pope about youth and their role in the church, the growth of these ecclesial movements and lay communities which focus on the youth, involving them more in the church and the daily life of the church. They will also speak to the Pope about youth and education, which is a major problem here in Brazil. The problem being their lack of access to education because of the overwhelming poverty which afflicts so many of the cities and, of course, the rural areas around Brazil. They will also speak to the Pope about youth unemployment. They will describe to him the lack of political motivation and progress regarding trying to create jobs for the youth. There is overwhelming unemployment in Brazil. I think it's something like more than 50% of the population live on less than $1 a day in many of the rural areas around Brazil, particularly in the Amazon basin. So we're speaking about the north of the country. They will also speak about another problem, which is one of the greatest scourges of Brazilian society, particularly for young people, which is the scourge of drugs violence relating to drugs and prisons, because Brazil's prisons are packed with many young people ranging in ages from as young as 12 to 20. And of course, these will be the main problems that they will present to the Pope, but they'll also speak to him about youth and charity, their work and their mobilization to become more involved in charity organizations and bringing solidarity to the people, their involvement in healthcare, their involvement in education, their involvement also in ecology and environmental protection. Now, Linda, this has been very much the focus of the Brazilian bishops' work with young people across the nation. In the lead up to this meeting with the youth, launched an initiative which they described as fundamental in trying to involve young people within the life of the church and within Brazilian society in general. And they called it Growing Forest Solidarity Action, which has really, it's a campaign they launched at the beginning of Lent. And what they are doing is they are trying to involve youth at a grassroots level and becoming more aware of how their input into their local community has a great effect on the sustainable development of their local community, trying to encourage young people, particularly in the Brazilian countrysides, in the rural areas, not to leave their communities, but to stay there to try and help develop their communities, try to develop work, employment, and above all, try and protect their local communities.
Thank you, Ema. We'll be speaking to you later on, as you will, of course, be there with the young and the Pope in Brazil. Thank you very much. And earlier in the day, Pope Benedict had a private meeting with Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula Silva, the man we all know as Lula. The venue of that meeting was the Palazzo dos Bandeirantes, the residence of the governor of the state of São Paulo. During that meeting, the two men took time to voice their concerns and to listen to each other. They exchanged gifts and introduced their collaborators. Of course, we will continue to bring you full coverage of the Pope's pastoral visit to Brazil in all of our programmes.